my name is Always, and welcome to the Take Me to the World Musical Theater Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about musicals. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. It's kind of going to be a two-part episode. It's all about the Edmonton International Fringe Festival. Usually, like, tell you if there's going to be spoilers for this show, but for this episode here, this first part, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to tell you the shows that I'm seeing, so I don't really know what they're about right now, aside from one, which is an improv show, but then, of course, you don't really know what they're going to be improvising. And then in the next episode, after I see the shows, I'll kind of give you some spoiler alert warnings. And in this first part of the episode, I'll give you some general kind of tips and tricks for fringing at the Edmonton International Fringe Festival. It is the second biggest fringe festival in the world after the one in Edinburgh, Scotland. It's also the biggest fringe festival in North America. And it is, in fact, my favorite festival out of all the local festivals that I've been to in Edmonton. There are festivals in Edmonton I haven't been to, but out of the ones I have, this one is definitely my favorite. It takes place kind of mid-August, so this year it's August 15th to the 25th, and it's a great festival, so I'll give you some kind of ideas, some of the shows that I'm seeing, kind of the method to my madness and how I pick the shows, other tips and tricks you'll want to know if you're going down to the Fringe. So this episode will get released before I go to the Fringe, so you have those handy-dandy tips and tricks, because I've been fringing for several years now. After I see the shows, I will give you kind of the rundown of my thoughts on the shows. One of the things to know with fringe shows is sometimes you're seeing shows that won't ever play again. Sometimes they're trying out new material. Sometimes it's a little theater company and they're just doing a show once that's going to be a one-time production. Sometimes shows go on and they become really popular. Sometimes they go off to other things. There was a show a number of years back that went off Broadway from the Edmonton Fringe. There is a chance that some of these shows could go off to do more things, but I can't make that guarantee. So in the next episode, if I talk about a show and it doesn't come back to a Fringe, apologies. I like to mention them just because, too, the other thing is sometimes the same kind of theater companies, especially the local ones, they'll pop up and then you'll start to recognize and you'll go, oh yeah, this theater company, this person, I've seen them in stuff before, I like them, I'm going to go see them again. So I'm going to start by telling you the shows I'm going to see, and I'll kind of describe what they're about according to kind of what I've read on the Fringe website. So I'm going to be going to see Gordon's Big Bald Head, Hockey Sticks and Beaver Pie, Evil Dead the Musical, Batman, Bob and Bill, and James and Jamesy, Easy as Pie. So three of those shows I'll be seeing on one day, and then two I'll be seeing the next day. Two shows I'm seeing the second day. I'm also going to a concert that evening. That's why I don't have too many shows that day. First show, Gordon's Big Bald Head. It is an improv show. I always try to see Gordon's Big Bald Head. It has a weird title, but it's always excellent. Basically, three performers, they improvise a show based on another Fringe show at that Fringe festival. So they have somebody from the audience randomly pick a number so they can go into the Fringe guide, which is a guide you can buy that has a description and all sorts of stuff about all the shows and the things going on. And they will improvise a show. And it is always great, and it always sells out. So the first thing I did as soon as tickets went on sale on August 7th at noon is I immediately went online to buy tickets for this particular show. Because if you wait, it will sell out. And I've seen Gordon's Big Bald Head, like, I think probably the last 3-4 years. Last year, I had the joy of seeing a show that they improvised. So I saw the Gordon's Big Bald Head version of this show first. And then I saw the actual Fringe show. I had tickets to see this Fringe show afterwards. And it was, the improv version was hilarious. The real version was fantastic. They were both great, both very different from each other. It's always a joy to see this show. So I highly recommend it if there are tickets available. There usually isn't. So just, again, buy your tickets. The next show I'm seeing is called Hockey Stick and Beaver Pie. And it is a musical that's about Canada. It's a Canada musical about different kind of like bunny sort of big side attractions that are in Canada. There was another show I was going to go see instead, but the thing with the Fringe Festival is with the shows, you're not allowed late entrance. And the shows are only usually like an hour to maybe 90 minutes long. Like, they're not long shows. So there's no latecomers, and some of the venues are close by each other. Some of them are really far away. If you're not local to Edmonton, definitely get out your Google Maps and double check where you're going, because the last thing you want to do is go, oh, I've got a show at the Varscona and it ends at 3 o'clock, and then I got to go to the Roxy at 3:30. Well, the Roxy's on the other side of town. You're not going to make it in half an hour, even if you're driving. Some of the shows you can walk to, and the show that I was thinking about seeing, I might have been able to make it, but then it's another thing of, well, what if they don't start the first show that I'm seeing? What if it runs 5 minutes late? What if it doesn't start right away? And then I gotta try to, like, book it six blocks in 5 minutes? Probably not gonna see that. So I'm seeing this Hockey Stick and Beaver Pie show instead. Don't know much about it. I'll give sort of more information in the show notes about the theater companies and stuff like that that I can find out. I'm looking forward to it. It is a musical, as far as I understand. That'll be fun. I don't know. Some of these shows might play at other fringe festivals. Edmonton's is a little bit later in the year. There's, you know, I know, like, Winnipeg and Saskatoon and Toronto, their fringes have already happened. But I think the Vancouver and the Victoria fringe kind of happen after Edmonton's. They might come there. They might play them again next year. It all sort of depends. There's no guarantees with fringe, so that's why you just pick some shows and you see them. Or you become a nerd like me and you make a spreadsheet. And then that evening, I'm going to be seeing Evil Dead the Musical. I saw they were doing Evil Dead the Musical. And here's the thing. I've never actually seen the movie Evil Dead. I kind of know what it's about. I know it's a horror slasher film. So there is a warning in the Fringe program. And when you buy the tickets, that the first two rows are in the splash zone. Because there's going to be quote unquote blood. So this will be a little bit of a violent show, but I just thought it sounded really fun to see, like, a horror musical, and I do like horror musicals. Like, I love Sweeney Todd, and not expecting this to be Sondheim. I don't know any of the songs from the show. I do know it's had, like, I think off-Broadway and kind of, like, regional theater, fringe theater performances before. And the nice thing with The Fringe is it's fun to see some of these more obscure, kind of lesser-known cult kind of musicals. Some musicals, like that Hockey Sticks and Beaver Pie one, that's a new musical that somebody's created, and that's awesome. This one I know is Evil Dead the Musical has performed at other places, but it's also one of those shows that, like, I don't think there's going to be a Broadway Across Canada touring production for it. I don't think it's going to be a show that the Citadel is going to play for a month. Yeah, so that'll be fun. Looking forward to that. I'm going to make sure not to wear a white shirt, because if I do, it'll just get stained. And then the next day, I'm seeing two shows. The first one is called Batman, Bob, and Bill. This one isn't a musical, it's a play, and it looks to be kind of the story about the guy who created the Batman comics. Obviously, I know about the Batman comics. I know the Batman in the terms of the movies and the pop culture. I'm not, like, a huge Batman person. Batophile? I don't know. I thought it sounded kind of interesting, and so I wanted to see it. Don't know what it's about, other than it's about Batman. And so I'm looking forward to that one. And the last show I'm seeing, or that I have definite tickets for, is James and Jamesy Easy as Pie. This is touted as a physical comedy show. It looks like two guys, they do some physical comedy. There's a pie in the picture with them. It looks like they're naked with a pie. Just looks like it's going to be a physical, funny kind of comedy routine. Don't know much about it, again, because with the Fringe show, there's usually just, like, a short description when you go to buy tickets. Sometimes you just go, oh, this sounds interesting. Those are the Fringe shows I have tickets for. Are those the only shows I'm going to get tickets for? Not necessarily, because when you go down to the Fringe Festival, there's a couple of things. So the main Fringe site is over in the old Strathcona area. It's at the ATB Financial Arts Barn, Transalta Arts Barn. I always call it different things, but it's the Westbury Theater. And there's an outdoor performance stage there as well. So outside there's this performance, this big stage. There'll be buskers out in the area. There's food trucks. You gotta get yourself a green onion cake because that is tradition. There's a little kind of market with people selling jewelry and stuff like that. So there's all sorts of stuff. If you don't want to, like, buy a ticket to see a Fringe show, you can kind of wander around. There's lots of things to see and do. But over by the Westbury Theater, there's the main box office. There's also satellite box offices in other locations, too. And you can buy tickets online. The box office, so if you go inside, they'll have a big schedule on their board. And there's a schedule of all the shows that'll be playing. So you can kind of take a look at the schedule to see, you know, is there anything else you want to see? Sometimes there'll be buskers hanging around and people in shows or from the shows. So you might get a guy who comes up to you and is like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to see this show about me? It's about my childhood. I grew up on a farm, blah, 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 blah. You know, they'll kind of try to sell you on the show. And sometimes there'll be people who will have a free tickets. They'll just be like, hey, who wants to see this show tonight at 7 o'clock? And if you can see the show that night or whenever they got the ticket for, you might luck out. That doesn't always happen, but I've seen it happen. Usually when somebody's given away a free ticket, though, it tends to be for, like, a time when I can't go because I've got another show booked. And then they also have this thing. It's not right in the main box office area, but it's close by, and it's like a daily discount. So there'll be certain shows that will be discounted, usually up to half price, and you can go there and you can find out what shows are playing and you can get tickets for those shows as well. there's a chance if you just want to like pop down and just take a chance, you can see some shows. Usually the show tickets, they kind of range in price. I think the cheaper ones are about $16, $17 to about $20. The nice thing with the Fringe Festival is the proceeds, they all go back to the artists. They do charge like I think it's like the regular ticket price, if it's $15, is like a $5 fee for the Fringe Festival to like keep it running, and then the rest goes to the artist. But when you're buying your tickets, like I bought my ticket, it said $20. That was the price I paid. Didn't have to worry about GST or something. That's all taxes are all factored in. If you're a student or a senior, I believe there's discounted prices for that. And then the other thing is if you're a volunteer, you also get discounted tickets. I don't exactly know if they do it the same way. I volunteered before at the Fringe Festival. I've just been too busy to be able to do it in recent years. But in the past when I did it, you got something called Fringe Bucks. So it was basically like for every so many hours you worked, you got like so many Fringe dollars or Fringe Bucks to redeem for shows. Now it looks like you get like a code that you can put in when you're buying tickets. So if you're a volunteer, you get a code. There's a specific volunteer ticket price, and then you put in your volunteer code and you would get your tickets that way. I don't know how they calculate the value. I think you do with the volunteers. You got to volunteer for about it's like 10 to 16 hours or something in that range, a minimum. I definitely find it's worth it. And if you are looking to volunteer at the Fringe Festival, in the volunteer headquarters where you will go to eat your lunch, they always have like great food. There's snacks. There's always comp tickets for volunteers. People are always posting in the Fringe headquarters, the volunteer place. Here's some free tickets for my show. So I think the year that I volunteered, I saw like 15 shows just because there are so many comp tickets and other things you can see. And then the other thing they had that was a little bit different this year. So they always have like a frequent Fringe pass. You pay, I think it's $160, and you get, it's good for 10 shows. So you could choose to see, get up to 2 tickets per show. You could see 10 shows individually, or you could see like, say, 5 shows for like you and a friend or you and your partner. And then there's also a 20-pack, $320, which works out to $16 a show. Same deal, you can do 20 shows all by yourself. You can do some of those up to 2 tickets per show, so you can take a friend or spouse or whoever. It can be a great deal if you know you're going to be seeing a bunch of shows at the Fringe Festival, but just because I didn't know if I'd be able to justify buying it, I didn't, but I have bought it in the past, and it's worked out to be a really good deal. You save yourself a little bit of money on each show, and then this year they had something new that they've never done before, and I was a little intrigued. I didn't buy it because I couldn't quite justify it. I ended up getting a gift card for the Fringe Festival from my brother for my birthday, so that sort of took off a bit of money for me. But if I hadn't got that, I would have seriously considered getting this. So it's called the Champion, Fringe Champion. And basically what it is you pay $20 and then it'll save you $5 off of each ticket that you buy. If you're going to see a few shows, maybe you can't see 10 shows, but maybe you're going to see like 8 shows, you buy this pass and then it's basically like you knock off $5. So that's saving you quite a bit of money. But again, because I got a gift card from my brother, I only had to pay about half price for the shows that I was seeing. So I decided not to get it, and hopefully I don't regret it. I just decided against it this year, but it might be something that I look into next year. And I think it's kind of a neat idea. So I hope it's not something that they're only going to do once. I hope it's something they bring back. Because again, the Fringe frequent Fringe passes, that 10 pack or that 20 pack, they always sell out. Like Fringe tickets went on sale 2 days ago and they're already sold out. But I see these Champion Fringe Champions are still maybe available. If you want to buy these passes or any tickets for the Fringe Festival, you can go to tickets.fringetheatre, and theatre is spelled the Canadian way, theatre.ca. Or you can just look up the Edmonton Fringe Festival. Now let's talk about some tips and tricks. Okay, so I kind of already mentioned this before, but the shows aren't always... Fringe shows kind of vary. So the venues might be at an actual theatre, like the Westbury is an actual theatre, the Varscona, the Walterdale, real theatres. Some of the shows are in what are known as BYOVs, bring your own venues. So those could be at a school, they could be in a store. I've had that happen before. They can be in a church outside somewhere. I saw a Fringe show one time that was in a parking garage. All sorts of crazy stuff can happen at the Fringe Festival. And there's sort of a couple different areas. Sort of the main Fringe area is in Old Strathcona. And there's quite a few venues that are like nearby. So you've got like the Westbury, the Walterdale, the Varscona, the Rapid Fire venues nearby in the old TELUS Exchange building. There's some schools and churches in BYOVs, the Grindstones nearby. They're not like right nearby, but they're within like a 10-15 minute walk. You kind of want to do a little Google mapping, do a little Apple mapping, whatever you use, just double check the time. I don't like to book anything closer than 30 minutes is like the bare minimum. And that would be if I was seeing one show that was at the Varscona and my next show was right across the street at the Walterdale, then I might do like a half an hour in between each show. But usually I try to do at least an hour because the shows might start a little bit later. There might be traffic, there might be stuff going on. And so you just want to make sure that you're giving yourself enough time to go to each venue. There's also kind of another fringe location at La Cité Francophone, which is the French language campus of the University of Alberta. It's about a 10-minute drive from the main kind of fringe site, and there's a couple venues there. There's also a really cute little cafe called Café Bicyclette. They've got outdoor buskers and more like band performers that perform in their sort of stage area. There is a, or at least in the past, I'm sure they're going to do it again this year, but there's a bus that'll run from the main fringe site to kind of that area with a stop in between because there's a venue that's sort of halfway in between there. So you can take the shuttle, but again, double check the shuttle information. You can always pop over to the box office or check online. They'll have more information about that because you don't want to book a show that's going to start an hour and then, you know, book one show at the main fringe site. Say you're seeing something at the Westbury, then you're seeing something at the Anne Gerbery Theater, and, you know, you've got an hour to get in between the venue, but the shuttle has already left kind of thing. So you just want to make sure to time those right. So usually what I do is if I'm going to go see one show at the La Cité Francophone campus area, I go see more than one. I try to kind of book all those shows on the same day or the same time. I'll see them all in one afternoon or something like that. In an ideal world, whatever shows you would want to see would happen at the times you want to see them and in the right order, and that would be fine. But sometimes you'll find out that there's a show you want to see, and the one day that you can go see it, it's not playing. Because the Fringe does run for 10 days, but not every show is going to run every day. And some shows might play twice a day, but some shows might only play once. Some of them play in the afternoon, some play in the evenings. So, like I said, ideally it would happen the way you want it to happen, but it doesn't always happen that way. And then there are some venues that are a little bit further out or not quite at the main site. There's the Garneau Theatre, which isn't like super far from the main fringe area. It's about a 10-20 minute walk, I guess. It's kind of out on its own. There's also the Roxy Theater that's up on 118th Ave. They've got some shows there, but again, that's quite a ways from the other venues. And I know in the past there have been shows downtown. I don't know if they have any shows at any downtown locations. The main thing is just basically take a look at where the venue is when the shows end and make sure to give yourself enough time. There is parking around Old Strathcona. There's some parking lots or street parking. So it's kind of better to kind of book stuff in the same area together so you're not having to leave, come back, repark, leave, come back, repark, that sort of thing. For fringe shows, you can always go onto the main website, the ticket website, and they have a search function. You can search by venue, so if you know, oh, I definitely want to see, oh, they've got shows at Fort Edmonton Park. That's quite a bit of a ways from the main site. Evolution Wonderland is Citadel Theater. You know, there is stuff that is quite a way, so you're going to want to take a look and, again, make sure you're going to be able to make each show. You can search for shows. You can also set a date. So say, you know, I can go to the Fringe Festival on Tuesday the 20th, and you can say, and I want to see a show that starts at some point in the afternoon between 12 and 2. So they have a little kind of slider that you can use, and you can select sort of when you want to see the shows, and it'll show you the results. You can also select by event type. So they have it divided into different categories. There's burlesque, cabaret/variety, circus, clown, comedy, comedy/drama, dance, drama, improv/sketch, magic, music/musical theater, performance art, performance poetry/spoken word, physical theater, puppetry, stage reading, storytelling, and theater for young audiences, which is like a kids' theater. That's the other thing I should mention too, is there is like a kids' fringe. So there'll be like shows specifically for like kids and families. So if you're looking for shows for kids, those are all covered. Now, some of these you might not, there might not be shows for. You know, if you specifically want to see a clown show on a specific day, it might not be available that day. I can't make any guarantees. But yeah, it's a nice thing. So if you're like, I really love puppet shows, puppetry, you can select the puppetry and you can kind of see when the shows are available. If you don't have any restrictions on when you want to see shows, You can just kind of go whenever. Say you want to see a dance show, so you put on the dance filter and you can look and see all of the dance shows that are available on any particular day. The other thing is you can get the Fringe program. It's a program, they'll sell it at the Fringe Festival. It's also a bunch of various locations around Edmonton. So you can buy the festival guide. They've got a list of all the shows and all that other fun stuff. It looks really cool. I've never actually bought one because I just kind of like to wing it. Finally, I'm going to give you a couple of recommendations of shows and theater companies that I've seen before in the past that I've enjoyed. I didn't get tickets for these shows for the most part this year, except Gordon's Big Bald Head, because the days the shows were available just didn't work out. A few days ago on my Instagram, if you follow me, I did like a little story about some of the other Fringe recommendations I have. So I'll give you a couple of those here. First up, there is a show from Dynamite Theater. They're a theater company in, I believe, Florida? It's a cabaret show. Hold on. A Cabaret of Legends. Here we go. So this is from Tamisha Harris. And she's done two different shows at the Fringe Festival. One was a one-woman cabaret show, burlesque show, about Josephine Baker called Josephine. That was fantastic. I knew of Josephine Baker. She was a famous burlesque dancer in the 1920s. She was very infamous for wearing this, like, banana skirt. But, like, I just kind of knew her as, like that. I didn't have any other context for her life. And her life story is absolutely fascinating. Tamisha Harris was fantastic in this performance. See, she did that. That was probably 2022. Yeah, 2022. She did this Josephine show at the Garneau. It sold out like every day. It was fantastic. And then the next year she did a similar show called Josephine and Grace, because spoiler alert, Josephine Baker and actress / Princess of Monaco Grace Kelly were friends. So that was like a two-woman kind of play cabaret show about their lives. Also great, also very interesting and just incredible. So she's doing this Cabaret of Legends. So it's a cabaret performance where she's doing songs from all sorts of people. I can't tell you who because it doesn't really say. But, you know, I'm assuming Josephine Baker maybe. But, like, maybe some other people. Maybe little Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday or, you know, people like that. I can tell you already this will be amazing because she is a great performer. If I can see this show, I will. It's not playing at the most ideal times for me. But there's a chance I might just, like, drive down randomly on Wednesday or something and go see the show because, like, I know it'll be worth it. It's playing at La Cité Francophone, so that's, like, the French university campus. If you go to see that show, go find a couple other shows that are playing in that area. There's also another performer. It's from a theater company called Dammit Tammy. It's a performer named Rebecca Merkley, and she does the weirdest, funniest, I think I said, like, the most ridiculous shows you'll see in the best way possible. She's done kind of like cabaret shows, but they're not cabaret shows in the way you think they are. They're sort of like a cabaret / circus show. Last year she did a show, it was a musical about Scooby-Doo called Scooby-Doozical. That was ridiculous. The year before she had a two-man show called Jesus Teaches Us Things, where she was basically Jesus at a church and talking about Jesus things, which if you're thinking to yourself, this is going to be like super religious and I'm not okay with that, it really wasn't. She's a comedy performer. It was very funny. It was very improv-y. And that one actually came back the next year too. She's done the Jesus thing a couple years in a row. This year she's having a cabaret. I think it's called Satan Does a Cabaret. It's another cabaret show. Satan, I don't even know what it's going to be about other than Satan does a cabaret. It will be hilarious, I can tell you that. From the award-winning creator of the Fringe hit Jesus Teaches Us Things, or the five-star Fringe hit. Yeah, she's won, like, she's gotten really good reviews for her shows. And Scooby-Doozical becomes a hot new spectacle fresh off the Georgia tour. Satan brings you a fiery repertoire of song, dance, poetry, and damnation, and more. Come spend an eternity with Satan, you'll have a hell of a time. That will be good. That one's at Campus Saint-Jean, which is at the City Francophone French campus area. So you can possibly see that one. There's also a performer called Chase Paget, and he does different shows every year, but every time I see his shows, they're always really good. So he has a show this year too. I didn't get tickets for it because, again, just the way things are working out, not quite gonna work for me. This one's called Chase Paget Grab Bag Cabaret. Apparently, lots of people are doing cabaret shows. Those are always very popular, as well as improv shows. There's always a ton of different improv shows, so go see an improv show. Fringe Fest legend Chase Paget, Six Guitars, Nashville Hurricane, Lucky Break, presents a random running order of songs, stories, and hilarious improv bits. This fun series of experiments will be filled with music, heart, and lots of laughs. Paget is nothing short of an electric storm, says the Edmonton Journal. Yeah, he's always a great performer, really good. I would highly recommend seeing his show. And then there's another one, very famous, God as a Scottish Drag Queen. It's God as a Scottish Drag Queen. It's a show that happens, this one is, it says it's the 10th show, so it's going to be a little bit different every year, but anytime I've seen God as a Scottish Drag Queen, it's always been a lot of fun. Really great, this one, the description says, God as a Scottish Drag Queen celebrates its 10th show. Come see why God has become one of the most popular shows at the Fringe for the last decade. God, dressed in a floral power suit, comes down to expound on everything from Subway sandwiches to mental health and an all-new and hilarious night of comedy. That one's at the Garno. This one's only running for like 6 performances. It's just kind of running the Thursday to Saturday, the first week of the Fringe, and the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the next weekend of the Fringe. And I will tell you that this show will sell out. Like, it's always one that sells out. So go see that. Another show that I saw last year, it's an improv show, is Off Book the Musical. It is an improv show where they ask the suggestion for the audience for a suggestion, like an improv show, and then they make a musical about it. So the one that I saw last year, because, you know, with improv, they're improvising, every show's going to be different. The one I saw last year was about baseball, and I don't even watch, like, a ton of baseball. I'm not a baseball person, necessarily, but it was really good. It was very funny. They do songs. There's a little plot line. It's only about an hour long. It's at Rapid Fire Exchange. So Rapid Fire is an improv theater company in Edmonton. They also are the ones that produce Gordon's Big Bald Head and a few other different shows at the Fringe Festival, and they have improv shows year-round. There's always lots of improv at the Fringe. There's tons of improv shows. So if you want to see an improv show, they're great. I will say sometimes with improv, especially if you're seeing like a starter kind of improv group and you get that awkward like, hey, everybody, what's a suggestion of a job? And then it's like awkward coughing in the audience and, you know, you get somebody on stage being like, I think I heard doctor, right? Sometimes improv can be a little awkward and, you know, I get it. Everybody's got to start somewhere. Not every audience is going to be receptive to improv, but when people go to see an improv show at the Fringe Festival, you kind of know what you're getting. It's going to be an improv show. They call out for suggestions, give them suggestions, right? Like, there's one that's based on D&D, so I think they, like, roll a D&D dice, and they do an improv based on that. Colin Mochrie, who is a Canadian improv performer, is on Whose Line Is It Anyways. He's got a show at the Fringe Festival, so that one will be very popular. I've seen him at the Fringe before. It's always great. Again, it's going to be improv-y, so it's going to be different than what I saw before. There's another improv show called Plays by Bots, where they have bots, probably AI, writing scripts, and then they're performed on stage by actors. That sort of sounds fun. The D&D one is called Yeg D&D, so they do like a D&D-based kind of improv show. There's all sorts of improv. There's also Dynasty, which is an improvised soap opera, and it's been running for like 30 years at the Fringe Festival, and they also do it, I think, outside of the Fringe, too. There's also another one called Late Night Cabaret. I've heard good things about that. I haven't seen it. I might go see it this year, but it depends how late I want to stay up, because the Late Night Cabaret, it literally starts at like 11:59. So it's another Rapid Theater production. It's a cabaret musical and it looks really funny. There's all sorts of shows to see at the Fringe. You can't go wrong just heading down, getting a ticket for something that sounds interesting. Take a look at the website, see what sounds intriguing. Go see your Fringe shows. August 15th to 25th, that's when this year's festival is taking place. And if you don't buy a ticket for a show, like I said, there's buskers outside, kind of in the old Strathcona area. By the Fringe main box office site, there's like an outdoor stage, so they have performers and stuff going on there. There's food trucks, there's markets. There's also, you're right by White Ave, so you can head down to White Ave and go shopping, go to a restaurant, head over to Next Act for a burger, all sorts of stuff. There's all sorts of stuff. The Fringe is just amazing, and I love it so much. So in the next episode, it'll be kind of like a review of the shows, and I'll just sort of talk about what I saw. Maybe there'll be a couple extra bonus shows that I didn't mention this episode because I decided to see more shows, because that's usually what happens with the Fringe Festival. All right, everybody. Thanks very much for listening, and happy fringing.